What's going on? I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Times. Who do we got with us today?
And I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
What's up, Mr. Saul?
All right, today on the show, we'll be talking about the hashtag sex strike. What is it all about? And is it going to change anybody's mind on the position of abortion issue?
Hashtag no.
No, exactly. We're also going to touch on the idea of unconditional love. Is there such a thing? And is it healthy? Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez recently admitted she was just kidding about the world ending in 12 years due to global warming.
That's
a great joke.
Yeah.
She's right. An idiot.
She was totally joking.
Totally. Oh, my
you guys,
God.
Leave her alone.
Oh, my God.
Leave ACO alone.
Didn't you see me cross my fingers behind my back? It was a joke.
All right. I'm your host, Saul.
At least part of it.
And we'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Oh, yeah. All right, Ray. The Crazy Ray Chronicles. What do
time
we
out.
Got?
Well, okay. Time out. Go. What was that?
This dance.
Chopping I'm chopping like a son of a bitch.
Puddle
and I'm not even screaming.
Puddle on your face like you smell some piss.
What the fuck?
Bounce the beat till it start to hurt. Then I dust all the smirk off me shirt.
Oh my God.
Y'all don't even know this? No.
Wow, what are you saying right now?
Obviously, none of you are from California.
Just brush off the haters. Yeah, I mean, let me brush off the haters off you. All right, Ray.
Ghost ride the whip, okay?
What's going on?
Anywho, in the crazy Ray Chronicles, in my weird mind. okay. First, I'm going to start off with Arkansas woman gets 15 years for posing as a sheriff and releasing her boyfriend from jail.
Nice.
So I am dead serious. How the heck? This is in Arkansas. So she...
Wait, was the sheriff? Wait,
how did they not know?
She posed as a sheriff.
She pretended like she was a sheriff from Ventura County, California, in Arkansas. And her boyfriend was in jail for, I think, for his previously escaping from jail.
Wow.
From what I could read, they didn't say like the initial jail charges, but her herself just got released on bail like 24 hours prior. And the police officer was like, look, or not the police officer, the boyfriend was like, look, if you just come in and you're like, look, we have overcrowding in California, so any minor charges, we're just going to like leave. And she even forged like signatures on it.
Don't tell me they let him go.
They let him go.
Oh, my God.
And it took them 2 days to realize that it wasn't real because then the real sheriff in Ventura County was like, hey, we're on our way to go pick this guy up. And they're like, wait, what?
Only in Arkansas, baby. Only in Arkansas.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Wow.
Oh my God. Yeah. So
that's insane. So wait, where was this guy at? Like, he just chilled. He's like, don't worry, they're never gonna realize.
So they ran off and took them. Gosh. It was in
I have a question. Ventura, California, and he's in Arkansas?
Yeah, so they were gonna send him back to California. So they're gonna extradite him.
They caught him in Arkansas and they were gonna extradite him. She shows up, says, you know what? California is so screwed up.
Yeah.
We can't have him. We don't have any room for him. So
you know what? And that argument
go.
Does sound legitimate.
It's 100%. Oh, yeah. 100% true, because California sucks.
It's crazy.
What was your segment, Jeremy?
We'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to that one.
Oh my God.
I think the rest of the nation knows it's California. Yeah, let him go. Whatever. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was so startled by
this.
I'm still
mind-boggled.
Well, what was the crime? What did he do?
So it really doesn't say. It just said that he needed to be sent back there. She succeeded initially. The pair were arrested about a month later. So they got away with it for a month.
For using plastic straws.
And then they got caught in Fayetteville?
Fayetteville.
Where is that?
That's North Carolina.
North Carolina.
We were there.
See, that's where they ended up going.
Oh my God, we were there. All right, so I got a story with this with Tim. We go out to the East Coast and we're driving around, you know. And when you go to other states, you don't know the traffic laws. You don't know certain things of how things work, right? So we're in North Carolina doing roundabouts everywhere, right? And we can't, we're making mistakes everywhere, right?
So hold on. For a quick point of reference, in Phoenix, we have a total of 2 roundabouts in the entire, the entire greater Phoenix area. Yeah. So
here we are in Fayetteville. We're here. Here we are in Fayetteville. And we're stuck. I'm driving, by the way. I'm stuck in this roundabout and I can't get out. So I'm literally just going in circles.
Been there.
And then Tim's like,
can you pull into a parking spot?
Can you just do something? I'm like, what's that? So he just does the soundtrack, you know, the banjo. So for the rest of the trip, that's what we kept telling ourselves every time we'd make a mistake.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. We couldn't even say it right because we were laughing so hard. So it sounded like we were saying banana, nana, nana.
And we tell Sabrina, a friend of ours who plays the trumpet, we're like, hey, she's learning how to play the banjo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can you play the banana song? She's like, what's a banana song?
Dude, she's like, let me go look it up. And about 2 hours later, she's like,
she had it down.
I was laughing. She wanted her to record it and she wouldn't do it. Because we wanted it to just play everywhere we went.
Right. So, you know what's interesting though? So, from when I first read this article a couple of days ago to now, they changed it. So, before it stated, they realized 2 days later that when the other police officer called to go pick him up, that was when they realized that, oh, we messed up. In this one, they're saying they later figured out that the document that she used is fake because they didn't have a deputy named L. Kershaw, according to the affidavit.
So basically, they got away with Clayton Kershaw. Yeah. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how much is she going to get now, you said?
She's getting 15 years.
She shouldn't get nothing at that point. Pulling that off is pretty impressive.
She should get a reward. They should hire her. And
they
should fire
everybody in Arkansas in that county for allowing that to happen. Like,
what was that movie with, what's his name, Leonardo DiCaprio, the Catch Me If You Can? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Where he's like counterfeit. They should hire her.
That's a great movie.
The FBI. Well,
they really should at that point.
Oh, my. Wow.
All right. So the next one, rather interesting. So there's... So I thought this is interesting in general because there's a dating website called beautifulpeople.com.
Ooh, I should go on.
Do you guys know about this?
No, I should go
on. I need to renew my subscription.
I know, right? I forgot about that.
With that dad bod.
Beautiful People dating site rejects the most people from ugliest country, which is the UK.
Oh no.
It's got to be the teeth. According to Beautiful People website, the UK has the ugliest people.
I think it's the teeth, guys. Wait, what's up with Europe rejecting ugly people?
Well, the way that it works is basically you have 2 days. So you post your picture and the other people that are already in the website basically vote as to whether or not you're pretty enough to join it or not.
We're all going to join and we're going to see who makes it.
That would be so depressing.
We'll have to see who gets kicked out first. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, I made it 23 seconds.
Rachel's going to be like, I didn't get picked. Yeah. What's going on with this? Yes.
Oh, nobody knows that I'm here.
Wait, so what country is the most picked?
So Sweden.
Yes.
Has the number one. Yeah. So Sweden and like Norway had or Scandinavian countries is what they said.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, nice bubble butts and big boobs.
Oh no. So in last comes the United Kingdom tied with India, Russia, and the Philippines.
Whoa.
That's
most rejected?
Yeah. The most rejected.
I could see that.
So the managing director of Beautiful People says the results are a bitter pill to swallow. He said Norway and Sweden are proving to be the most aesthetically blessed nations in the world.
But have they seen any of the pregnant Filipinos?
Who said that?
Who said that?
You're gross. Do we need to explain why he said that?
Well,
moving on.
What's interesting is UK men and women aren't faring well, especially the UK men, who share the dubious honor of being classified as the ugliest in the world, on par with Russian and Polish men. Man.
Russian and Polish?
Rachel loves English dudes.
No, I don't.
How did the Americans fare in this?
They didn't say.
Really?
No, I guess they must be somewhere in the middle.
America's very diverse. So yeah, exactly. It's every nation, right?
You'd have a hard time to classify.
Oh,
like
apparently the guy is British himself. So the guy that's in charge of it, he was like, being English myself, it's a bitter pill for me to swallow.
He was kicked out of his own website.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's really not that pretty.
He's getting voted up.
Which is even more messed up. He's not good looking. He has a huge forehead.
Well, it doesn't matter. You know why? Because he's making a lot of money off of a website.
Exactly. And that's how you become beautiful.
Guess what? And all that money makes him beautiful.
That's true.
What's even funnier is if he got voted off the site. If they're like, no, you're not allowed on here. You're ugly.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny. Board of directors gets together and votes him.
My God. You would have to be pretty to work there. Could you imagine?
It honestly, it is superficial, but it's not the reality.
Because we all know. Email address? I want to apply for that place.
It's just called beautifulpeople.com.
I'm beautiful.
Did you really say that you have to be beautiful to work there? Is that true?
Or I don't know. It doesn't say, but I really should have probably put more research into that because that would actually be rather interesting because you can't really be unfortunate, but I don't know. Call them?
Call them.
Right now?
Like I said, we're all going to get on there and we'll see who...
Are we really going to do it? Who lasts the longest
on the island?
So wait a minute. So
can we share each other's logins? Hold on.
So explain this again. So anybody can go and then you get voted off? Or once you try to sign up, they vote on you first if you're allowed even
in? Yeah, so you have 2 days and then everybody votes on you. So like poor Jennifer in the United States, she's currently being voted out. Her rating period ended in 6 hours.
How does the rating work? Is it a 1 to 10 number?
No, it says beautiful
or not.
Absolutely not.
A slider bar.
What do you need to? How do you get in? You have to be beautiful, or
anybody can apply to it, you pick who you want to keep in.
Right. So, what are the requirements? Like,
it doesn't say as long as enough people think you're pretty.
What are the rules? Can you?
It's just aesthetics. There's nothing about personality. Makeup? No, it doesn't deviate as to whether or not you can wear makeup.
Well, you said good, beautiful, okay.
Beautiful, okay is the same.
So, you're allowed to stay?
Yeah. Okay. If you're okay, you can stay.
Oh, okay.
You just have to be a no or an absolutely not.
Oh, I won't get no.
You'll be an absolutely not.
I'd be like, absolutely not, bitch. Wait,
but I think it's safe to say we'd all get at least a no okay.
Hold on, let me ask you this. So, is it just based on the face?
Oh,
so, or do you have to put a body shot?
No, you only put one picture. The one that's blurred out, it's just like her arm.
Do I have to lay out across the bed?
So it's like this, cropped up.
Please don't.
He does his Burt Reynolds impression.
I will never be able to unsee that.
Wow.
Do I have to be semi-nude here?
I mean, if it's what gets you on there.
I'm about to pay for some glamour shots, guys.
Just have, like, the blur.
I can't laugh because I'm clipping.
What are those pictures that females take?
Selfies?
No. Like professional, like sexy pictures. There's a term for these.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Porn?
Professional pictures?
No. Like the pinup type.
Burlesque.
Something like that. They're wearing lingerie. I know a lot of females who do that. They dress all sexy and stuff, and they take professional pictures.
It's nice.
We're all going to do that.
No.
Oh God.
What?
We're all doing
together? That's weird.
Well, I'm aware of thong.
Is that legal for Connor to do?
He's 19.
He's of age.
And I'm not going to shave, so I'm just going to have hair parting the Red Sea, man.
It's going to look like a button on a fur coat over there. Stop.
No.
I wonder how many people that got... So if you got voted yes into this, would you just say yes to anybody that's ugly just to like mess the system? Yeah, I would in a million years.
You know,
absolutely.
Once 4chan or Reddit get a hold of this, that they're just going to start voting all the other people.
Yeah, the second one beautiful person gets voted in, they're like, yes, 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 yes.
Exactly.
Like, everybody gets in.
Everybody. Oh.
You get in and you get in.
It's like
you
Oprah.
You're beautiful. All right,
speaking of dating, I have a secondary follow-up. So a man gets 400 Tinder matches and some very rude chat up lines after using the gender swap filter on Snapchat.
Oh, shit.
Wow. And he actually is a really good looking girl.
There's a gender swap.
Have you guys done this?
I have.
You haven't done? Okay, so I did it and I sent it to Tim.
You one ugly,
like,
bitch.
No. I look like my sister. It's weird.
It's so weird.
You got to do it.
Sabrina looks ugly as all hell.
Oh, hell.
Oh, why would you say that about her?
No, she does not look good as a guy.
Oh, my God.
I look like the guy. That's me.
That's you?
That's me.
Oh,
whose body?
That's what I look like if I was a guy.
We need to put this on the website.
Oh, yeah, I did see this. Yeah.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Why do you have?
That is crazy.
Why do you have facial hair?
Because it gives you facial hair. So this is my dad if he was a girl.
Let me see.
Oh my God.
Oh, he's hot.
He still has a mustache though.
Oh my God.
Awesome. But Sabrina, they gave her a scar on her face.
Oh wow. That's okay.
She looks like a Dothraki.
Yeah, she looks like a metalhead trying to sell you drugs at the end of his show.
She looks like Colin Kaepernick.
A little less white.
Oh wow.
Stop. Kaepernick. With that big nose. Yeah.
The only difference is that she'll stand up for the pledge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Nike's not going to endorse her.
They gave Justin the Mormon poof.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
That actually looks like a female.
I'd hit on her.
Yeah, you know. And my mom looked like
I'd
Miles.
Justin, you can kick his ass next time you see him.
I'd hit it.
Oh, my God.
It looks like Miles.
Let me see.
A little bit, yeah. Wow.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh, my
God.
It's weird.
That is insane.
It's so weird.
You got to do it, Tim. And Jeremy.
Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Freaking do it.
That's stupid.
An ugly girl, then you'd be sad.
Okay, no, I wouldn't, why would I be an ugly girl?
All right.
Jeremy's so uncomfortable
back,
with
it. No.
So, anyways, back to the story.
So, some guy swaps his gender on Snapchat.
So then he signs
these,
up for
hold
Tinder.
On, puts these pictures up on Tinder yeah. and gets 400 matches.
And then he basically tells them, like, yo, I'm a dude. So his name was Jake, and he was shocked by the result of the Snapchat filter. So he decided to prank some people on the app by setting up an account. The account Jess, which, you know, felt on par, was a big hit. And before long, he had 1,650 likes and 400 matches.
Oh my God.
He was also sent a selection of chat line.
Is there a picture of this? Is there a picture? Show me. Let me see.
It's on the link.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a bad looking.
Wow.
You know, it reminds me of
crazy.
Who married Charlie Sheen? The one that married Charlie Sheen. She was in Starship Troopers. And
I forget her name.
Starts with a D.
I know who you're talking about.
Maybe.
I don't know.
She was on, she played one of the Bond girls.
Yep.
400 matches.
Hey, you all right? Hi, roses are red, bubble. And it shows like...
all the chat. Oh, wow.
So you know what's interesting?
I don't know what Jamal is saying, but it says, can I have your picture so I can...
See, that's scary.
No, but here's the deal. This scary, is what I find interesting. From like a guy's perspective now, you kind of get an insight on kind of like what you don't realize you are on these sites when you're swiping. Now he created... It's kind of interesting. Like you get to see like...
Man...
How's the inside of
right? it's another piece level of now. Catfishing?
I look at it from the this is concerning, guys, because think about it. Imagine if you want to lure vulnerable people and you
welcome to the internet.
No, I'm saying you're giving that power to men now. You know what I'm saying? Like where they can post a picture of themselves and lure somebody into a date. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's dangerous, dude.
And then you can just like it's
like catfishing. Women have been doing it for a very long time.
Well, guys
now,
do it too. Ooh.
This guy.
You've been catfished before?
No, I haven't. But I've had people use me as a catfish.
What do you mean?
Like they've used my pictures and were like dating people.
Listen, I apologize for that and I'd appreciate it if you stop bringing it up.
Oh, shoot.
Look, I told you I was sorry.
Like, we all had to stop for a minute. Like, what were you talking about? Like that long, awkward pause from Rachel.
I thought we agreed you were going to say it.
Oh, my God.
You're slow today. For the record, I did not take Rachel's identification.
Allegedly, right? It was alleged.
Yeah, back in the MySpace days, I used to have one of those, like, pictures that had to have, like, my tag on it and everything. There was some, like, a couple of people that were, like, dating somebody that they thought was me for, like, 6-7 months. It was weird.
When you say dating, you mean like online
dating? Yeah.
Oh, are you serious?
And then some dude even attacked me and was like, "Yo, you're like insecure, and you're probably some fat, ugly chick, and blah blah blah. You're using my girlfriend's pictures." And I was like, "Yo." As much as I wish that was the case, it's not. Like,
I hear that a lot from women when men get rejected, that they get all like mad.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Well, you was ugly, bitch. So stop."
They actually have a conversation on here. So it says, "Hi, you all right? I hope you don't mind me making a little comment to you, but you look absolutely beautiful. What does XXXL stand for?
Super big dick.
Oh, really? I thought it was extra, extra large.
So then, like, the dude that was posing as his, like, filter was like, that's the best you got, winky face. And then the other guy was like, well, winky face. And then she was like, what, you cheeky bastard? And then he just responded with, sit on my face, you slut.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Wow. Whale.
That sounds like something somebody I know would say to Tim female. Tim would say.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to look at Tim's Tinder chat history.
I don't use Tinder.
Oh, no. The Bumble, filter got in a bit of trouble last week because a guy used it to prank his girlfriend. Used it as a picture of him sleeping on the sofa and sent it to his girlfriend. And he wrote, I have your boyfriend's clothes on.
Oh, my God.
And she demanded to know who the woman was, resulting in a fight. So would you do that to
losing
another
it. She's losing it.
Like, would you be like,
that is too
look.
Funny.
No.
Like, just to mess with somebody?
If they were secure and understood a joke, yeah. But if I dated, you know, the normal kind of girls I date, no.
then why would you date people like that?
Because you're fun.
And the deep side. Ooh, okay,
let's get that off.
Because you don't have to give it. You don't have to give them unconditional love.
Oh, take it away.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
That's all you, boo. All
right. Wait. Is that it? You got it?
Are you done with this crazy Tinder Roni story?
You actually had some good ones today.
I know. They were on point. They were on point.
It's honestly every other week.
Right. Open Mic Fridays is off the table.
Well, we're back to Throwback Thursday, so there you go. Thursdays you're good. Fridays you shit the bed. It's okay.
I'm tired.
Wow. Next week is fake news.
All right, Tim. But what do you got for us? I know this is an interesting one, and we talked about it a little bit last night. So
apparently, our favorite liberal, Alyssa Milano.
Is she our favorite?
She's our second.
What was the show she was on?
Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
I used to have a crush on her. Or something like that? The Heaven Show?
No idea. I just remember her from that Who's the Boss show.
She was on the vampire.
Interview with a Vampire.
No, the three girls. Shannon Doherty.
Charmed!
Charmed.
Yeah, it was right, three Charmed. Witches. Yeah,
nobody gives a shit about Charmed. Never speaking of Shannon Doherty, you know their 90210 is coming back out?
Again?
Yeah, they
again, the original
with the original ones except for Luke Perry.
Jesus, what are they now, grandparents?
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I mean, they're all like, you know, middle-aged,
Mid-40s.
Yeah, I didn't read anything about it. I just saw a thing on Facebook, and I was like, no way.
They rebooted it a little while ago.
No, but not with the normal people, but this is like the original cast.
They tried it with new people.
So what's Alyssa Milano doing? What is she doing?
She is very, very upset about the new abortion law in Georgia. So she decided, I'm going to create # sex strike, which basically means no more having sex until they basically repeal this this law in Georgia. And she's trying to get a bunch of people, you know, she's trying to get everybody behind her. It picked up a little steam, but I mean, I was reading a bunch of articles and like, you know, even from like the Washington Post,
people are making fun of it, right?
Oh my God. They go, this can't be taken seriously.
Yeah. I heard there was a female comedian that tweeted and she says, give her husband, I forget his name, give him my number.
I'll take care of him.
Yeah. But
that's great.
But this isn't something new, by the way, right? Like this whole like sex strike, this happened in the 70s too when they were protesting stuff. That was a way like, you know, they were trying to stop, I don't even know. I didn't even give it a look. But I thought it was just interesting that all of a sudden this pops up again and it's her and she's just screaming at the top of her lungs. And I understand you're very passionate about this subject, but look, everybody has different rules, right? Georgia's more conservative. Okay. So why are we going to stop everywhere in the world, everywhere in this country that doesn't agree with you? Can I scream at you and say you're wrong and, you know, and # you know, fuck everybody. You know what I mean?
So I follow a lot of conservative politicians and, you know, activists or whatever. And they all agree with abstaining from having sex. And they're basically all saying, yeah, that's how you prevent abortions. You know what I mean? Like you abstain from sex, you no longer are able to have kids, and thereby you are. And so they're like, we're all on board, man.
Yeah.
Sex strike.
Yeah. But even Candace Owen, she went off on that because I think people are misunderstanding the idea, right? It's like, you should be able to kill babies, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like that, like she's very against that, right? Because Candace Owen's pro-life, but really, what she brings up is, you know, how Planned Parenthood really was really set up to the black community
hashtag movement, right? For me, and again, this is what conservatives have been saying all along. If you're not prepared to have a baby, stop having sex. And so she brings up this hashtag and she thinks that people are going to be like, no. And then everybody's like, okay, yeah, do it. Don't have sex.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, if we were to go with that, I would say it would be the same with like, wait, if you don't want to be fat, then stop eating. How's that any different? But at the same time, we still pay for our insurance to cover people to have gastric bypass surgery and for weight loss clinics and for all this other bullshit. So yeah. How is that any different? If we're talking about it's just basic compulsion, that's not illegal. Having sex isn't illegal. Gaining weight isn't illegal.
Well,
I'm not saying that they should have a sex drive because it's also assuming that women don't want to have sex.
Right, but the reasoning behind it is because she's not in favor of the Georgia abortion law.
Yeah, I know.
So she said stop having sex. So basically, if you stop having sex,
that's a stupid reason.
Right, but if you stop having sex, you don't have abortion. But
yeah, but also if you stop eating, then you're not going to get fat.
Okay, guys,
we have an obesity problem. So are people really going to stop having sex? No. So you got to handle either a population issue or abortion. Decide,
guys. But doesn't this movement, sex strike, promote the idea, the wrong idea, that women are there for male sexual pleasure?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's really all. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
I think she's stating that women don't enjoy sex, which is not right.
Do you enjoy sex?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, so again, I think it had the opposite effect of what she was trying to do.
Oh, yeah. There's blowing
and, everybody's
stupid
like,
strike. She could have figured out some other better strike.
What happened to hunger strikes? I'm like, what the hell? I was like, sex strikes. Welcome to modern feminism, folks.
So people like I love the comments. Like you said, people feel bad for her husband. They're like, so it's your husband's fault. And she's like, yeah, I'm not having sex. I'm
right. So the people that actually probably agree with her are the ones she's not gonna have sex with. So they already agree with her, and they're the ones that have to suffer.
She should have tried to find another way around it.
The people that couldn't get on beautifulpeople.com.
I saw this tweet that said, who are these old hags trying to punish anyways?
Oh, wow.
I knew. I was great.
At the time when I looked this up, you know, when I was coming up with the topics, this one was definitely like it was brand new and it was like, oh, and it was starting to get a little traction. But then people were like, so it's definitely died out real
quick. So if you go to. Who's to say? You could say I'm not having sex and then go have sex.
If you go to her.
Who's going to say anything?
If you go to her post, what are the top comments? It said, what is top tweets? It said, is butt stuff okay? Asking for a friend.
What?
Is butt stuff still okay?
She said that.
No. Somebody commented, replied to her. It's like I don't know.
But my thing is, again, I think also maybe if this was 2 years ago, I think she would have had more traction.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know because
now she would have more traction.
No, because
years,
I think she was drunk one day and she was like, yeah, sex strike. And then she woke up the next morning.
No,
I gotta see this through.
She got into a fight with her husband.
It's, it's too late to delete it.
No, to be honest with you though, I really do think that with everything not going their way right now, every time these people, you know, all these crazy, you know, left wingers are just, I think people are just like, okay, I'm tuning you out because you're not making any sense.
Right.
Right.
I'm tuning out people that are against letting people have a choice.
Right. I really do think when you get like other level headed people, like the Candace Owens and things like that, go around and they have normal debates. And they try to stump them or twist their words, or like when she was just in front of Congress for some
white nationalism.
Yeah, something for the white night, and they twisted everything she said.
Exactly.
And
yeah, I know what you're saying.
She went off on this guy.
Yeah.
But she didn't curse at him, but it was very educated in what she was saying, and the guy couldn't say nothing. And
Wait, hold on.
I do have one thing I want to pose. How is abortion any different than taking somebody off life support? It's completely legal to do life support and abortion. Therefore, if you were to take a fetus out of a human, if they were to survive,
when you're on life support,
yeah, but there's a choice to make support.
All right, hold on. Here's the thing. We can get into the whole discussion of abortion, and that is a whole conversation in and of itself. But we're talking about this movement.
Yes.
Okay. And so I want to go back to that. This movement.
Then why do we keep on bringing up shit that doesn't fucking matter like that?
Exactly.
She did.
And to me, it's like, what do we say? Because she calls this for women. She says, women, let's make a stand and let's change this. And so she says, let's stop having sex. My question to her is, okay, you're assuming, like you said, that only women, that women don't want sex You know what I'm saying?
Or like,
how does this apply to trans people or people who want to call themselves female? Is this call to them as well? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no rationality. They're stepping on themselves.
She wraps it around. I think the term she uses is reproductive rights. Right. So, I guess if you're transgendered and you can reproduce, then maybe they're affected the same way.
But isn't the punishment against men? Like, what makes you think that it is men who are making these laws? It's
arrogance.
You see what I'm saying? It's like the idea of stopping abortion is not just a male-dominated issue. There are a lot of religious females, conservative females, who support this. And for her to make the assumption that it's men and therefore all women should, it's like you're not thinking this through. You're having an emotional diarrhea moment about this issue, and you think that this is going to promote your idea. And I think it just has the opposite effect because, like I said, most conservatives are looking at this and saying, yeah, right on, abstain from sex. We support you.
Right.
And again, I think it just flopped.
And is it dead yet? I mean,
but it's not.
She may be.
It garnished no, like, real national, you know, news or, like, nobody gave it the time of day. Everyone was just kind of like, all right, it's you again.
I think for me, promote, because when I listen to this, and when I hear it, I honestly, like I was saying, I think she got drunk one day and was like, oh, I'm gonna make this movement and it's gonna pick up traction. And she didn't think this through because, again, this is something that we all want. Abstain from sex if you don't want to have abortions.
I like sex.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you missed the point, Alyssa Milano.
So Rachel, I mean, as a female, right? And she's trying to speak on your behalf.
I'm not talking about this anymore. Because you brought up something that didn't need to be brought up, and then he pissed me off, and then you blame me for shit. Talking about other people that are pro-fucking life, and then when I bring up my opinion, then I'm looked like a fucking asshole.
Whoa. Wait, no.
Nobody's looking at you like you're an asshole.
Go ahead and state your point.
No, I'm done. I'm done with this conversation.
Okay. All right. Anyways.
We're going to have to go back and listen.
Here's one thing that I want to say is, you know who doesn't strike? Manola. So she's going to be faithful. So to all you gentlemen out there, don't worry. Hey, you know what? Here's another thing that I was going to say. And Tim, sorry, Jeremy, but a little...
little spoiler?
Spoiler.
You son of a...
Here's the deal. Some women need the D, man. Look at Daenerys. She burned the whole city because Jon Snow did not want to put out for Ani.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Five
minutes to chill.
Would have saved all of King's Landing.
She would have saved the city. All right. Anyway. Oof. All right. So I think we can move on. Sorry, yeah. Rachel. I don't know what happened here.
Yeah.
But I think we should have a discussion.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay. Cool. All right. So I know you had something else, and it was on.
Yeah. So apparently we got.
You know what? And this could actually lead into that conversation, right? Because the idea of unconditional love, right? So what, I know you're going to bring it up and I'm going to let you talk about it. But again, is sex involved with unconditional love, right?
Ooh.
How does that apply when it involves sex? Is Alyssa Milano saying that love is conditional now and therefore, hey, you know what? If I'm going to pursue this idea that I have, the condition of you loving me means that I'm going to abstain from sex and therefore, you see what I'm saying? But go ahead, I'm going to let you talk. I'm gonna let you present the point, and we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so we got into this conversation with one of the former members of the show, Samantha, and she sent this thing about, you know, unconditional love, and then we responded back with, you know, it's not everything needs to be loved.
So what was the quote that she said?
I don't remember. And everybody deserves to be loved. You know, all love is unconditional. It doesn't need to be earned or anything. And
you're just supposed to love somebody?
Yeah, basically
like
love
some
people.
Guy I see on the street.
You're supposed to love everybody, apparently. That's what I got out of it. Right. Unconditional love, like love is not earned. It's always there. That's what I got out of it, right? Is that what you got out of it?
Well, here's my question to that.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
This is don't hurt me. I'd really no more. That honestly, that's the question. What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. presented.
I'm gonna let this. But what when somebody says unconditional love, what do they mean by the word love? Is it a feeling?
Aren't those
is
just chemical action? Responses in your brain?
You know what I mean? Like, what do we mean by the term? And so I think so we have to define. So
basically, I mean, basically, this is what most people define as conditional love. Conditional love is earned on the basis of conscious or unconscious decisions, conditions being met by the lover. Whereas in unconditional love, love is given freely to the loved one no matter what. Loving is primary. So basically, even if you're a fuck up, we're supposed to love you anyway. Like, you don't have to earn it, right? Like, so when a parent, so there's few things that I think are unconditional, but you can even put at some point say that it is conditional,
which is
most parents love their children unconditionally,
right?
Even when they mess up. But even that can get to a certain point where they're just like, I'm done with you.
Then the question
love
is
love from afar.
Is it healthy? Is it good for a parent to unconditionally love their child, even if the child is failing at multiple levels? And again, what does love mean? Right. We bail them out every single time.
So it's a fine line.
I think that if you love them, sometimes you let them fail and you don't bail them out and you let them recover from what they've done, because that's the only way they're going to
learn.
It's going to hurt you. You're going to look at their situation and go, I can't believe that, you know, they are going through this. But at the same time, it's like, if I help them, they're never going to learn. They're going to do it again and again and again.
Right.
So you're hoping, you know, you love them enough to know that if I let them hurt now, they won't hurt the same way in the future.
How is that different in a relationship?
I think it's all something that's learned. Be honest. I think the love that you feel for your kids, for your parents, for everything, it's all something that you've observed somebody else doing. Therefore, it's always subjective. I don't think any two people love somebody the exact same. I think some people think that it is unconditional because they've learned that, love needs to be unconditional. Therefore, I need to overlook all these flaws. And I think other people learn it as it's not, and you can just leave, you know, or like you can just kind of forsake them. But I think it's something that's learned in early childhood and basically from something that's so subconscious as like a baby receiving love from their mother. The same as like that experiment they did with like the monkeys with, they put a monkey and they put like a metal, like frame of
they wrapped mother. It in carpet or something.
Yeah. And then they had like a soft one that was like more nurturing. So it would go and get its food from the metal version, but it always come back to the soft version. And whenever there would be any like scary stimulus, it would always go to the softer version. And if it couldn't, then it would just kind of like break apart because it just depends on what it's learned. So I think it's something that's completely subjective. So I think some people view it as being unconditional because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
And I think other people view it as it's something that you can walk away from.
What's the ideal? Let's talk in a relationship.
I mean, everybody would like to think that it's unconditional, but I think it is.
So when I hear that, I think it sounds beautiful, right?
Unconditional.
So let me. Mm-hmm. So this is a quote that I've told you guys about this. There's this quote out there, and they attribute it to Marilyn Monroe, but I don't know how accurate this is. And you know what quote I'm going to talk about? So there's a quote. And I see this. I don't see it as often, but when I first joined Tinder, I used to see this quote 1 out of 10 people. I'm not kidding. This is so common.
And
it was this Marilyn Monroe quote that said, I'm selfish, I'm this, I'm that. So she's lists out all negative attributes. And then she says, but if you can't love me at my worst, then you don't deserve me at my best. So I think the idea is, hey, you have to accept me with all my flaws and everything, right? And therefore, that I think is the idea of unconditional love, that you got to love me regardless of how I am. But let's flip that around. And what if a man said, hey, guess what? I'm lazy. Sometimes I don't want to work and I'm a slob. And you know what I mean? But if you can't accept me at my best, that you don't deserve me at my worst. You know what I mean? Like, you got to turn it around. And will female put up with a man who doesn't have a job and doesn't have a car?
They do it all the time.
You see what I'm saying? But is that healthy? I don't think it is. I think there should be conditions. I think you should say, do you have your shit together? Then guess what? You're not going to get any of this love.
You can love the guy who sits on the couch all day and plays his Xbox. That doesn't make it a good person, you know, make him a good
person. Doesn't make him a bad person by not going to work.
What would be your advice to the female who does that to a man?
It's called an enabler. Like, if you allow, if you date a guy that doesn't,
what is your message?
She would be enabling him to be useless, right? Another suck on society,
right? So I think an act of love would be for her to say, guess what?
Yeah, look, I agree. Here's the deal.
Until you can figure this out.
She can love him enough to tell him, exactly. You know what, dude? If you're going to sit here and play Xbox all day or whatever, when the power gets shut off because it's not getting paid because you're not earning any money, then what are you going to do?
Right. So in my opinion, those are conditions on love.
But isn't love just always wanting the best for the other person? Right?
Sure. Like that's probably a component of it.
Trying to push them out so that they can like...
Right. You want the people you care about to succeed. Right? And if sometimes... A large part of success is failure, and they have to fail, and you have to let them fail, or they're never going to learn.
So you don't praise negative behavior.
Oh, you should never praise negative behavior.
So but some people do.
Well, are they praising it, or are they just putting up with it?
Tolerating it.
Well, they go, well, I still love you. So by you saying, like...
Right, I still love you, but get off your ass and go get a job, you asshole.
So and if you're not, then these are the these are what you need to follow.
Right, yeah. And so just because she loves him and she's going to work,
you'll always love them,
but you need to push them out of your life.
Right,
whether or not you love, like you're always going to love them. Like I think once you love somebody, it's never something that goes away. But you need to let them go do whatever's best for them.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
at what they're doing to improve what they're doing.
Right, but so then again, my question is, what is love? Is it an action? Is it a feeling? Is it a combination of everything?
Chemical reaction in your brain.
I don't know. It's more than that, homie.
Really? So if I have good feelings, but I never act on them and I never strive to make my partner feel, you know what I'm saying? Like those feelings and those emotions are useless.
They're not, because then if your partner's willing to walk out, then you'd be willing to do whatever to keep her around. It's the same as like if you love somebody, let them go. If they love you, then they'll come back.
So then I look at that is saying, okay, there's conditions. There's conditions for us to remain together in this idea of love.
Only if it's mutual. If the person loves you, they would change to be what you want them to be.
Again, those are conditions.
So here's the deal. Unconditional love is the choice to strive for the well-being of another person. To love unconditionally is to act with love under all conditions. If you have to do something or be a certain way in order to receive that love is conditional. Okay. Most people live by conditional love.
Here's a question. All right. Okay. We've talked about the lazy part. What about somebody who beats somebody? You know, should that person continue to love that person?
Well, they can continue to love that person, but they need to leave to demonstrate to that person that what they're doing is destructive, not okay, destructive, whatever you want.
And it's not always, love isn't always what you want. Like you have to do what's best for the other person. I think that's the number one thing, as it makes you be selfless. Whereas even if it is somebody that's like beating you, if you leave, then it should be a lesson learned by them that it's not okay. And if they truly did love you, then it should teach them a lesson.
Right. And to that point, you can be selfless. I feel you can be selfless to a point, but once you know you're enabling, for lack of a better word, then you need to stop.
So sometimes stepping away and letting somebody figure it out,
letting them
even
fail.
Though they interpret that as, wow, I thought you loved me. I thought we were going to be in this together. That stepping away is in itself an act of love.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
it's conditional.
That's not necessarily conditional. You can continue to support this person sitting on the couch and they're never going to change.
Right.
Or you can leave, let the power go out, let the water go off, let the air conditioning stop, whatever. And eventually they'll have to realize that, oh, well, maybe I need to go get a job, you know, even if it's at Starbucks or whatever. By enabling them, they're never going to improve. Whereas if you force them by not enabling them any longer, then they will improve themselves and they'd be better off the rest of their lives.
It's like with drugs. Do you continue to give somebody money that can't afford to put their electric on and then they go spend it on drugs because you love them? Like, no, like you got to let them fall on their ass and then
it's kind of,
it doesn't mean that you don't love them any less.
Kind of down that road. And what we were talking about earlier, you hear about these stories of people that are so fat they can't even get out of bed, they can't get out of their own bedrooms, and when they die they have to like pull the roof off the house to get the body out.
Sounds like heaven to me. I'm just kidding.
So those
some people have those Twinkies people, lodged in their arms.
I want somebody to love me like that. I'm sorry.
So those people didn't get that way by themselves. Someone was enabling that behavior. Yep. You know, they would yell and scream, you know, bring me my Twinkies, and they'd bring the three boxes of Twinkies.
No, that's not healthy. It's not.
That's why that person died, you know, they probably died at 35 from morbid obesity. And if that person really loved them, they would have said, no, I'm not bringing you a box of Twinkies. I'm going to bring you a chicken breast or a side of broccoli or something.
To me, I think
that instead, because what are they going to do? Get out of bed? They can't.
Yeah.
They're going to come down the hall and cook their own go to the, you know, drive to the store and get their own Twinkies? No, they can't.
I think
the only way that they're unconditional getting that way love is the people that are helping them.
So basically, unconditional love is you don't run away when things get tough, right? You love that person for their flaws and you love them because of their flaws. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like,
But when flaws are self-damaging, then you can't love them for it. You can't be like, I love my boyfriend because he's a heroin addict. Right.
I'm just going by the
definition.
Oh my
God, it's the best quality about... No. You're just saying that because I don't think you've ever had unconditional love. I think the love you've had is only conditional.
Even my dog, I don't unconditionally love my fucking dog.
I think he unconditionally loves you.
Probably because he's stupid, because that's what dogs do.
There's an overlap here, and I think what's happening is that there's the natural yearning that human beings have, right? The yearning for love and acceptance and being appreciated for with your flaws. I get that. But at a certain point, it becomes unhealthy. And at a certain point, this unconditional love that you're expressing is, it turns out that that act is not a loving act. That it becomes kind of like a destructive thing because you just want to be near this person or you just want to be for this person. And you're not realizing that, you know what? By you being here, you're just pushing this person further and further into darkness.
Force instead of
and so to me, act. Until you step back and say, hey, guess what? This feeling that I have, this push to be around this person is not healthy. That's why, again, I go back to what is love? Is it just a feeling? Is it actions? Is it a combination of both? And I think it's a combination of both.
It's what you make it, right? It's what you feel. If you feel like you love something, shit. I don't think there's a clear definition because what I love, somebody else, like, that's not a lovable thing, but I might think it is.
No, so. I know, but it's not things that you love. It's why you love them. It's not like I love video games. It's not like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have to like be like, well, I love video games because, you know,
so,
like.
So I have a quick question. An example of conditional love would be Star Wars, right? We all love the first three movies.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then.
Say 4, 5, and 6. Then, don't say the first three. Say 4, 5, and 6. And
then here's the deal. I like Return of the Jedi. I was a fan of it. So.
Right, no, what I'm referring to 1, 2, 3, and then 7, 8.
With the Ewoks and all that shit.
So I like the Ewoks.
Our love for Star Wars was conditional on it not being a piece of shit.
On consistency. So the first three were consistent.
Again, you could take it to Game of Thrones without spoiling anything.
Here we go. Spoils.
So people basically love that show. They are so mad about this season that over 300,000 people have already signed a petition
to remake
season 8 because apparently now the directors and the writers they don't know what they're doing. They're dumb and they're disconnected because there's no book to go off of. And I'm just like, Jesus.
Hashtag GOT strike.
Oh my God. Yes. And I'm reading this and they're like trying to get to 500,000. You really think, you know, based on this outcry and people, their love being, you know, tainted now, they turned that quick. They loved this show. Everything was the best. Yeah. But is
that an example of, not to get political, but is that kind of the same example of the 2016 election, right? There's so many people that are angry that it didn't go the way they want that they feel like they can reverse it by fighting it and fighting
it's
it.
It's unconditional
fighting
hatred.
Fighting it.
Seriously.
No, I believe in that.
I think more in unconditional hatred.
And you can't believe in unconditional hatred. Like, all it is an extreme.
Because I think more people hate than they do love.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because
I think it's easier to hate.
I think you have a skewed view.
I think it's easier to hate.
No, I think it's really hard for me to, like,
hate. Have you ever seen social media?
Yeah, that's why I don't look at it.
It's all hate. And I'm like, wow.
That's because people are feeding into each other and then continuously feeding into each other until it causes a frenzy instead of just being happy in their own self and their own family and their own circle.
Yeah, no.
So instead, they're putting all their anger and their energy into people that don't matter and will never matter.
I agree 100%. Like, if you're a celebrity,
so why am I going to pay attention to it?
Like, I laugh. Like, you see, like, on Instagram, like, a celebrity posts a photo or something like that. And then, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I start, I'm like, it's nothing but like, oh, you suck. You're this.
Yeah, because people want attention.
And I'm like, first of all, you realize that person is never, ever, ever going to respond back to you. Right. And it's like, do you really feel that good about yourself, or do you really feel that shitty about yourself that you have to go now and comment on everybody else instead of focusing on
media? Is
focus on your life.
All you're doing is posting things out there so that people can see it. Therefore, you get attention from people that wouldn't otherwise look at you. Same as like if you post a hateful comment, it's going to get more reactions than you would if I love you.
True.
Doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You post a Trump
because it's a
picture,
frenzy.
Everybody hates it. But you post a picture of your dog, everyone's just, meh. You know,
I don't know. My dog gets a lot of likes.
Rocco gets a lot of likes too.
Yeah.
But you
dog,
know what I mean.
Your dog gets more likes than
you. But you got 5,000 followers.
I got a model dog.
You got 5,000 followers on both platforms. 10,000 altogether. I got like 400.
No, I have 10,000 on one and 2 on the other.
Oh, excuse me. 12,000 for a normal person. That's pretty impressive.
It's not.
That's impressive.
No.
You're not. You know, without being celebrity
status.
It's just
because of my last job. That's the only reason.
You got to get verified.
Are you kidding me?
You should get verified.
Are you on crack?
You should get verified.
No.
How does
being
verified?
I'd be the biggest douche on the planet.
Just get yourself verified. That'd be awesome. Be like, Rachel Rogers, verified.
Who's trying to pretend to be me?
Uh-huh.
Give me one person right now that's trying to pretend to be me. Back in the day, yeah.
No, nowadays, but you should get verified. It would make it even better.
I'd feel so
like
douchey.
You can't even add another Facebook friend because you're a fool.
Yeah, and then I have...
Yeah.
I mean, Facebook's different, though. It's literally
just
because of my
what else you
job.
Got? What else you got? Because you about to spill the beans.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's just because of my last job.
You should get verified.
It's the only reason.
Anyway, so back to this unconditional love thing. I think it's a crock of shit, in my opinion. I think everything has a condition. I think you love, like, you could say I love the earth unconditionally, you know, things like that.
I don't know.
But no, I mean, I've been around
damn
enough
nature,
hippie people.
You're scary.
Yeah, I've been around enough hippie people, right? Don't but like to me, those are those things. I don't know about loving people unconditionally. I just want people. You gotta love everybody. Shit. So you're gonna love a rapist and a pedophile and everything else? No,
I'm not saying I love everybody. I'm saying that the people that you do fall in love with, I don't think that
right,
it changes.
But it's a condition. Because I'm saying unconditional.
No, I'm saying you don't unconditionally premise. Love everybody.
But that was what the premise of the argument was with Samantha. Basically, was. Everybody is supposed to be loved unconditionally.
Yeah, but that's her. That's not everybody. That's not the the general view
herself.
Of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's
not no, but that was what sparked this conversation of why we brought it up. Because does everybody need to be loved unconditionally? Even people you don't know.
No, I don't care about most people. I don't know.
That's what I was going on.
I'm not saying
on.
I hate them either. Like you were saying how it's unconditional hate. So
that's impossible.
The idea of
I said more people have unconditional
that they have to love people no matter what, that's just stupid. There's no logic behind that.
God, but no.
If you do love somebody, I'm assuming it's unconditionally. And I don't know.
I don't think it's something that you should just say to everybody and be like, oh my God, I love you. Like, no. I think it's something that should be preserved. For the people that you do genuinely love.
Ask it.
I'm not saying in the relationship. I'm saying like my dad. I love my dad. I'm going to tell him I love you. You know what I mean? Like, and that is unconditional to me. I'm always going to love him. No matter what he does.
So you're supposed to unconditionally love your wife?
Let's take it down the road. Let's say I think I may have actually met your dad.
Once, I think.
Yeah. If he were to become an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And starts beating your mom and your sister and you or whatever, do you think that would change?
No, but I mean, he used to beat us as kids, but I still love him.
Yeah, but you're a little rat bastard.
Exactly. Are you kidding me? Could you imagine raising me?
No. God,
it'd
no.
It'd be a nightmare.
No, I think more from the standpoint of...
I'm going to keep my daughters away from you.
So, no. I think, more in line, you know, with anybody.
Yeah.
Not as a parent scolding their kids, but him being, you know, turning into an alcoholic and then literally just you walk in the door and he just punched you in the face.
Well,
you know, that's different than him.
Well, no, he did that to me when I was a teenager.
Well, because you've messed up, right?
Yeah, but still, no matter what, like, no, even if he did turn into that, I would still love him for the person that he is and the way that he raised me and the things that he did for me. It doesn't mean that I have to like them. Like my sister, me and her don't get along the majority of the time. And she does stuff that if she was not my sister, I would probably not talk to her. But at the same time, we've been through so much and there's so much history that's accumulated that I know, like, it's unconditional still. Like, she could do whatever she wanted. And I'm still going to be by her side.
It's like a quote that I heard, and it's so true. I told you this. Family is God's way of forcing us to interact with people who we would not normally interact with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's so true. But because we choose our friends. We don't choose our family.
And even like if you have a sibling that you don't talk to, if they were to ask you, like, do you love your sibling? I think the majority of people would be like, yeah, of course I love them, but like I want to strangle them. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They drive me crazy, but I still love them. And maybe you and them not talking is just what's best for both of you. And you're doing that out of love because you don't want to cause stress on yourself or on them.
Your sister's California? Mm-hmm. So you don't see her very often, right?
No.
And you still have that kind of relationship? Because we had this conversation about my brothers. You know, we see each other just enough to get along and not too much.
If we're together for too long, then yeah. I think it's mostly when we live together. Like, or if we're together in the same house for an extended period of time.
I think
more
there was a
days.
Very, very brief moment of time when I was thinking about my brother needed a place. And I was like, well, I mean, yeah, I suppose you'd come move with me. And I'm like, no.
Wait a second.
We get along.
It was nothing against my brother. I have never had roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's terrible.
I mean, you were a kid, I'm sure.
I moved in with my wife. And so it's just either girlfriends or wives, right? It was never just people I knew or strangers off the street. It was just, I never did that.
It's tough having roommates. I've had a couple, and it does put a strain on the relationship, on the friendship. Yeah. It does.
If you're two strangers, I think it's better than if your friends do.
I'm talking about even when you're close friends, because, I mean, people who are in relationships and they start living together find it difficult. Can you imagine somebody who's, you know, who's not
emotionally attached,
not even there, you know what I mean? Like, it does change the friendship. And for me, it has changed the friendship dynamic. And I know a lot of people who have, and it has changed that. And I have friends who I advise them, don't do it. I promise you. And then guess what? They didn't talk for a year. Because they couldn't get along. They just, you know, certain things. It's just once you start living with somebody and find out their habits and all that stuff, you're just like,
when they piss on the seat.
Exactly. I'm done with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that just drive you crazy. You wouldn't put up with that for yourself. And then when you have somebody there who's now living with you again,
I get irritated when I have guests at my house and they don't treat my house. And I'm like, God damn it.
I'm sorry, man. Jesus.
There's no excuse
never
for
do
that.
Nothing.
I've heard that there's two criteria for a successful marriage, right? Square footage and two TiVos. She can record what she wants. You record what you want.
So how's that working for you? How's that working for you, Jeremy?
We only have one on TiVo. That's okay. I don't record a whole lot of stuff.
A couple remotes.
Yeah. She did blow up the other day because someone messed up her recording. She likes the Criminal Minds show, and apparently it stopped recording for some reason.
I wonder who did that.
It wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. But, man, she was just like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, why are you blaming me? I didn't touch it.
Hey, you remember the life a year ago when you didn't have TV?
I love it.
And look what it does now.
I want it back.
See? There you go.
Compromise.
Well, no.
Go back to episode
one.
Oh, Jesus.
So the solution to that is just, if I don't want to watch TV, I don't watch TV. And I think we had, was it last night we had the conversation? For years, didn't have cable. Turned it off, didn't miss it. And then got like Netflix, right? Commercial free. So I could watch 20 seasons of Simpsons or whatever in a row, binge watching kind of stuff. And it was great. And, you know, Hulu and Amazon, tried them all. And then when we bought the new house, Heidi is like, well, let's get cable. That way we have people over. They can watch the football games or whatever. I'm like, okay. So we signed up and got the package deal, right? So I have a phone that I've never plugged in. I've got, you know, the HBO, the Showtime, the Stars, the all that stuff. And when we first signed up, I didn't even realize I had those programs. So I'm watching regular TV and I'm like watching the commercials and I'm sitting there just getting pissed, just watching these commercials going, why do I have to put up with this? Why do I have to put up with this?
So annoying.
It is. It's horrible. And then one day I'm scrolling through the things and I'm like, it was like one of the movies was on like a Justice League or something. So I clicked on it and I was like, wait a minute, what is this? This is HBO. I have HBO. I said, I'm paying X number of dollars a month for HBO and didn't even know it, right? Oh, so I'm scrolling through all, because it's on the guide, right? And I'm scrolling through and I'm like checking all the, I'm just picking random channels to see if I actually got them. Because some of them it shows on the guide, but you don't, you have to like
pay for the whole thing,
right? And so I'm going through, I'm like, great, I got that one. So then what I would do is I'd go 2-3 days ahead and I'd look through the guide and I'd say, okay, record that. And I watch it all, no commercials, and I watch it whenever I want.
And you deleted her show.
I did not delete.
Yeah, but then let me explain this. Then we took it one step further in Minnesota last week.
Give me a wink if deleted the show.
I did not delete the show.
So then we took it one step further last week in Minnesota because me and our coworker, I'm not going to use her name, we wanted to watch Game of Thrones. So she went to her room, I went to mine. She's like, how are you guys watching that? I said, HBO Go. He goes, what's that? And we're like,
I knew what HBO Go was. I didn't know how to sign in, right? So apparently I signed in with my cable provider information. So I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
Now you don't need the DVR shit.
Well,
you don't.
Okay. So you should be able to watch Game of Thrones.
That's if I want to watch it on a 75 inch TV.
So you realize your TV?
Room.
Yeah, your TV, you can go to
Chromecast to it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine.
All right, folks, we're gonna leave it there. Thank you all for joining us. Oh, yeah, we did forget.
What's her nuts?
Alejandra. Okay, see what this. Sorry, Alejandra. Next time.
Not today, Satan.
All right, guys. Peace out. Be safe. See you next time. Later. Adios.